Check,
don't
check.
If I give it eight potatoes.
Give it eight potatoes.
No time to eat potatoes.
Thank you so much. Well, that was the old Shenandoah Valley Breakdown, and now we'd like to do one for you called I Know You're Married, But I Love You Still.
I love you still. Speak close by you. married, but I love you still.
hold your heart away. I've often prayed to God above you'd wonder back someday.
I'm weary, troubled, I can't sleep. This story I must tell. The worst mistake I ever made was loving you too well.
Another good old duet number here that we learned from Don Reno and Red Smiley, called "Drifting with the Tide." We're drifting with the tide. We are actually. I'd like to mention that a little later we're going to be demonstrating a profound need here. Paul's going to do a little comedy for you, and then we're going to take up a collection. We're going to pass the picture. In fact, I think maybe we'll start passing it right now. We want to send Paul to comedy school.
Yeah.
And it's very expensive. So I'm going to ask my sweet little blue-eyed Jane.
Oh, yeah? On what?
Where the hell is
yeah,
he
but,
go?
But after you hear the comedy, you'll know it'll be worth it.
She's gone, right?
I want you to...
Where is she?
Give generously.
She left? She's oblivious. Well, I'm going to ask my sweet little blue-eyed Jane to pass the tip jar around. I'm going to ask someone to ask her to do that who can get her attention. Drifting with the tide.
Harbor, knowing soon that you'll be mine. But if another has a darling, I'll go drifting with the tide. I have crossed the great wide ocean. I have waited for the time. But if another has a darling, drifting with the tide. A long, long time has passed, my darling, since that night you made those vows. I know my heart will break with sorrow if you should say it's over now. I have crossed the great wide ocean. I have waited for the time. But if another has you gone, I'll go drifting with the tide.
darling. I'll go drifting with the tide. I have crossed the great wide ocean. I am waiting for the tide.
That's the stellar vocals of the great Banana and David Nelson. I'd like to give you a little sample of why you are contributing to the tip jar. I'd like to give you just a little bit of sample. This guy's sitting in the chair. He says, "Doctor, you got to help me. Doc, you got to do something. I'm convinced I'm a moth." The doctor says, "You think you're a moth? What I don't understand is you need a psychiatrist. Quickly, I'm a dentist. Why are you here?" He says, "Your porch light was on." So this guy robs a bank. He knocks over the bank. He gets all the money. He goes out of the bank and sees the guy standing. He said, "Did you see the bank robbery?" The guy says, "Yeah." He shoots him in the head. Goes a little farther. He sees another guy. "Did you witness the bank robbery?" "Yes, I did." He shoots him in the head. Goes to the third guy. He says, "Did you see the bank robbery?" The guy says, "No, but my wife did." Oh, I got more of the
please contribute
like
to our fun.
Okay. One more. I'll do this quick. There's a CIA, one position in the CIA, and there's three final contestants, two guys and the token female. And so the CIA director says, "I want you all to know, it's just like the Green Berets and the Navy SEALs. I give you an order, you do it, no questions. In rooms A, B, and C are your respective spouses. Here's a pistol for each of you. Go shoot your spouse in the head." So they all go. The guy comes out of the room 20 seconds and says, "I can't shoot my beautiful wife." He hands him the gun. He says, "I quit." Second guy comes out and says, "We've been married 35 years. She's the love of my life." Hands the gun. The other room, there's banging and screaming and yelling and fighting. And about a minute later, the woman comes out and she's very, very annoyed. And she says, "Some idiot put blanks in this pistol. I had to hit him over the head with a chair." They're turning on me. Thank you. It's over now. Okay. At least for a while.
Do you want to do it in G?
Yeah, we're going to try it in G. It's loud in here, so I don't get scared.
All right, well, we'd like to follow that with a very bloody Civil War ballad full of pathos, heartbreak, and disappointment.
Thank you.
She's waiting at home like a patient saint, her fond face pale with woe. When her heart will be broken when I am gone, I'll see her soon, I know. The boy with the curly hair and the tall dark man who fought by his side lay dead beside him there. There's no one to ride to the blue-eyed girl, the words her lover had said. Mother, you know, awaits the news, she'll only know.
Well, here's a Stanley Brothers song. It's called I'd Rather Die Young and Be Forgotten Than Live to Be Old Loving You.
That's the whole song.
You know, with my comedy, I'm old, I'm forgotten.
That's out of context, though.
Yeah, but when you hear it in context, it's very touching and moving.
Yeah.
Just like a banjo.
And live to be old loving you. career. Another has love that I treasure. He wanted the one that I don't bear. After loving you for so long, life alone would be so blue. I'd rather die young, be forgotten, than live to be old loving.
That's on the A list. I'm sure we'll get it. The delightful snake. Yeah. Oh, that's it. Yeah, yeah.
Start out by playing that verse. Heart to heart. Play that.
Yeah.
You sing a chorus. So I play a verse. You sing a chorus. He plays a verse. I sing a verse, and from there on it's me.
Intro is a verse structure, yeah. Then we go right into the chorus.
Yeah.
And you're going to sing the verses, right?
I'm going to sing the, yeah.
Okay.
So after the first chorus, you take a sing.
And am I singing? I'm singing baritone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we got the arrangement worked out. Here it is, folks. To heart, dear, I need you like the flowers need to do. Loving you has been my last blood. Can't believe we really through.
Is it true that I've lost you? Can I not the only one? After all this pain and sorrow, darling,
where the mountains meet the sky. In those hills I learned to love you and mean to stay there till I die.
Is it true I've lost you? Am I not the only one? After all this pain and sorrow, darling, think of what you.
Thank you so much.
Could you love me one more time?
This bluegrass banjo player goes to Kaiser. The doctor gives him all these tests and says, Mr. Bluegrass Banjo Player, I think you should sit down. I don't know quite how to tell you this, but you have exactly 3 months to live. The banjo player looks at him and says, oh, yeah? On what? Oh, yeah? On what? As Red Allen would say, folks, I just tell them. I don't explain them.
Okay, could you love me one more time? Oh,
Tom's choice.
Pick one? You can say one, you can pick one.
Let's pick one. Let's do, how about, you like playing Turkey in the Straw, G?
Sure.
Yeah. Pretty zippy. Yeah.
Okay, there's a banjo player and a bass player in a car. Banjo and a bass player in a car. Who's driving? The sheriff.
I was going to say that. That's what I was going to have.
Thank you, thank you.
You're trying to get me to stop by laughing.
All right, we're going to let Tom Beckany over here loose on the mandolin. With the old turkey in the straw. Possum up a hound dog. Rabbit up a coon. Let's have lunch some afternoon.
Here we go.
Hey, thank you. Thanks, Paul.
Mr. Tom Beckany on the mandolin. Paul Schalaski on the fiddle. David Nelson on the guitar. Paul Knight on the bass. And I'm Banana.
What have we got now? Oh, the girl at the Crossroads Bar. Okay. We did this one at a good clip, too. Okay. Faster than that. Bill Bright wrote it, right?
What is this?
Girl at the Crossroads Bar.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've heard you do this much.
Yeah. What? That's my old 44. It's, I got that at Lindbergh's in like about 69. It's a D28. It's a herringbone. Yeah. Yeah, it's a herringbone. 44. Yeah.
So I kick this off to the New Jersey and kick it right up the road.
Yeah, love it. Yeah. The best. Got it at Lundberg's. Remember Lundberg's in Berkeley?
Girl at the Crossroads Bar, he kicks it up.
I got it in about 69. getting us good.
All right, we're
1500.
Which we're gonna suspend this vintage guitar discussion and play another song right now. Without any further delay, the girl at the crossroads.
When I saw her smiling from afar, as she walked into that crossroad bar. Well, I went inside and I sat me down, poured a sweet red wine and I drank it down. She came and sat beside me there with a dark brown eye, red hair. She said, "Well, you don't get too far with a girl like me at the crossroads bar. I like smoky lights and a lonesome song, and I want to write if I could do you wrong. You were the moon above, but I'm the dark star, and you won't find love." Come on, my friend, take my advice, keep your love at home. You're better off than you think you are, and you won't find love at the crossroads bar.
This was written by a Bay Area bluegrass legend, Butch Waller. It's called A Voice on the Wind. I walked out that beach of sand. I looked out to the sea from the edge of the land. I watched the seabirds fly, heard the ocean roar, and I wonder why my heart's so sore.
Well, there's gone, said a voice on the wind, as sweet as the song of the violin. Set as the sky on the starless night, or the tear in your eye in the pale moonlight.
birds fly out o'er the way. I sit and sigh over happy days, and lonesome there my heart just finds, 'cause I love that lass till the end of time.
Your love has gone, said a voice on the wind, as sweet as the song of a violin, as sad as the sky, the stormless night, or the tear in your eye, in the pale moonlight.
Of the sea to the end of the sky, where does love go as the years roll by? Here deep in my heart you'll always be, as sure as the shore is kissed by the sea.
Your love has gone, said a voice on the wind, as sweet as the song of a violin, with the tear in your eye, in the pale moonlight. On the wind, as sweet as the song of violin, as sad as the sky on a starless night, or the tear in your eye in the pale moonlight.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh boy, yeah.
Oh boy.
Now we get to tell a gripping tale of.
Okay. So, anyone who didn't put in a tip, I know you're going to after this song.
Yeah.
I want all you parents to listen real close to this song and take heed. Don't let your pythons run astray.
Mister, you're talking to a snake owner. I used to raise Vulcan spiders.
I gotta change my five. I mean, how long is it gonna take?
Yeah.
I'm trying to tune the banjo.
That fiddle note.
What's that?
That fiddle note.
Okay.
All right.
Are you gonna? Our darling girl too late. That's the
key. Okay. Oh, that's like last line.
Scared you, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
That's not it.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Get nice and up there so we can sing it right. Wandered far away while she was out at play, lost in the woods she couldn't be found. She was her darling girl, the sweetest thing in all the world. We searched for her but she couldn't be found. Dreadful snake. I ran as fast as I could through that
dark and weary woods, but I reached our darling girl too late. I knew that soon she'd have to die, for the snake was warning me close by. I held her close to my face. She said, "Daddy, kill that snake. It's getting dark. Tell Mommy goodbye." I could through the dark and weary woods, but I reached our darling girl too late. Don't let your children stray away. They need your love to guide them along. Oh God, I pray we'll meet in heaven someday. It seems I still can hear her voice around our home. Our darling girl too late.
Was that it?
The little girl and the dreadful snake.
No, that was it.
Oh, that's tough. Yeah, yeah.
Bit of tune. Oh, what have you got picked out for us tonight?
Is it my turn? Yeah. Would you like to play a tune?
Oh, no, hippie from Alina.
Let's do hippie from Alina. We're going to do the hippie from Alina, then we'll do it.
Banana, what do you get when you cross a parrot with a snake?
A feathered reptile.
No, you get a singing telegram you can slip under the door. Am I too deep for this table?
Yeah.
Okay. Two animals bumped heads in the woods, and one says, "Excuse me, I'm blind." And the other one says, "I'm blind, too." So one says to the other, "Why don't you describe yourself? Maybe I can tell you what you are." You know. So the blind bunny rabbit says, "Well, I'm cute and cuddly, and I got little cute ears, a little cotton tail. I hop up and down. Everyone tells me I'm really cute." And the blind snake says, "Well, I think you're a bunny rabbit. Now you describe yourself." And the snake says, "Well, I'm cold-blooded, and I slither around on my belly, and I got no backbone, and I have no ears to speak of, and I have a forked tongue, and I'm cold-blooded." And the rabbit says, "Oh, yeah, you must be a musical booking agent." Is this thing on? You can still contribute to the tip jar.
We're going to do this.
Boys. I'm gonna do the scary verse.
1, 2, 3.
to be a hippie from old Lima. Well, we're friendly to the squares and all the streets. We're still taking strangers if they're ragged. We can't think of anyone to hate.
We don't watch commercials in old Lima. We don't buy the plastic crap they sell. We don't sing our feeling on the highway. We bathe often, therefore we don't smell. And I'm proud to be a hippie from old Lima.
Where we're friendly to the squares and all the streets. We still taking strangers if they're ragged. And we can't think of anyone to hate.
On the highway, we don't slide a man because he's black. We don't spill our oil out in the ocean because we love the birds and fish too much for that.
I'm proud to be a hippie from old Lima, where we're friendly to the squares and all the streets. We still take in strangers if they're wrecked, and we can't think of anyone to hate.
In old Lima, we still dig the sunshine and the stars. We don't send our sons off to the slaughter, and we don't give a damn about going to the moon or Mars.
And I'm proud to be a hippie from old Lima, where we're friendly to the squares and all the states. We still taking strangers if they're ready, and we can't think of anyone to hate. Smoke marijuana if we wanna, or now and then a trip on LSD. But we'd still burn old glory down at the White House, 'cause we like living right and being free. I'm proud to be a hippie from old Lima, where we're friendly to the squares and all the streets. We still taking strangers if they're haggard. Lima, California, planet Earth.
Yeah. Okay,
how about a couple? What have you got picked out for us? Do you guys know, you want Katie Hill, you want Charlie Shuffle?
Yeah, Katie Hill.
Folks, those five-part endings are the hardest, I want you to know.
Well, we're going to let Mr. Paul Schalasky step up here and fiddle us a fiddle number on his fiddle.
Now, don't you run off and leave us now, Pat. It's the best note to hit all night.
Katie Hill.
Thank you.
Closest thing to Roy Clark I ever heard. Actually, sounded more like Charlie Daniels.
Well, I don't know. Let's just go straight to Diamond. Yeah, you get to change instruments for it. That's
what has
yeah. We'll do it next
300 legs.
What do we got here?
Diamonds are what I'm skipping out of here because it's a different instrument.
75 teeth and an IQ of 102.
300 legs, 75 teeth.
The front row at the Charlie Daniels concert. You know, folks, some of these are just for me.
All right, we're going to do one more here, and then we're going to take a little break.
I'm just getting started.
Change our shorts. And we'll be back, though. We will. We promise. Go call all your friends. Tell them to bring lots of dough for the tip jar. This is an old tune David learned called Diamond Joe.
From Tex Logan. Great fiddle player, Tex Logan. Diamond Joe, come and get me, Diamond Joe. Diamond Joe, I don't know when I'll ever be back here again. Diamond Joe, come and get me, Diamond Joe. Colors in Diamond Joe, come and get me, Diamond Joe. And I'm gonna walk in the city square with all this bear grease in my hair. Diamond Joe, come and get me, Diamond Joe. Thank you. with a brand new nickel and a shiny dime. We'll show them Boston Bells the time. Diamond Joe, come and get me Diamond Joe. And I'm gonna buy me a shiny gun just to show the boys some fun. Diamond Joe, come and get me Diamond Joe. Boston jail, you gonna come and go my bail. Diamond Joe, come and get me Diamond Joe. Diamond Joe, don't you know she should have left me long ago. Diamond Joe, come and get me Diamond Joe. Diamond Joe, come and get me, my wife's gonna quit me. Diamond Joe, come and get me Diamond Joe.
Folks, we're going to take a short break. We're going to take a 5-minute break for 10 minutes. We'll be back in 15.
See you in 15.
Show starts in 20, about a half hour from now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You got it. You got it.
Cherokee Shuffle.
That's right. Paul Zulaski, the Cherokee Shuffle. Another Reno and Smiley song for you. We just love those.
You do a turnaround?
Uh-huh. We are saying goodbye, dear, forever. And leaving your false love behind. Every promise you made has been broken. You're no longer a sweetheart of mine. I wanted someone true and faithful, for that's the way it's had to be. You wanted your honky-tonk life, dear. You're no longer a sweetheart to me. Go back to the bar down the street, dear, and stay with your honky-tonk guy. Go back to the life you've been living. You're no longer a sweetheart of mine. From a bottle to a ride out in the moonlight, in the arms of the first man you see. Another victim added to your list, dear. You're no longer a sweetheart to me. I will never pretend to be happy until the true love I shall find. For you live a lie from the start, dear. You're no longer a sweetheart. Stay with your honky-tonk guy. Go back to the life you've been living. You're no longer a sweetheart of mine. Bar down the street, dear, and stay with your honky-tonk guy. Go back to the life you've been living. You're no longer a sweetheart of mine.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Well, we'll do another waltz for you. Any of you wearing roller skates? This will be a reverse skate.
Reverse skate?
Yeah.
I'll get it.
If you've been going clockwise, now you go counterclockwise.
Oh, yeah, okay.
As opposed to, say, a lady's choice, you know, which is. Yeah. Okay, the love call waltz. One, two, three, one, two.
The music played so sweetly while I held you close to me. The memory of our love I can't erase. It was there I kissed you gently when you whispered tenderly, I love you and I'll treasure every place.
whistle blow. It seems as stars enchanted them did fall. It seems the perfect picture while I held you tenderly. I fell in love while they played the love call wall.
What a love call is, y'all. Let us know.
I know what a duck call is.
Okay, is dirt farmer, and he wanted in. Maybe you will change. Good.
We went over the crucial part. Don't worry about a thing.
Did you?
It's covered.
Okay.
It is covered. Yeah. Yeah, see, you got. He's poking this it out right now.
This is a very special night for me. I'd like you to know.
Really.
This night marks the fact that I've been in love with the same beautiful woman for 29 years. How about that?
Yeah!
If my wife finds out, she'll kill me.
It was funny when Henny Youngman said it. It's
still coming. No. I didn't hear what?
It was funny when Henny Youngman said it. It sounds like a Henny Youngman thing.
I don't know. It's just very old.
It's very old.
A friend of mine said, Paul, one of these days we're going to take one of your jokes and cut it in half and count the rings.
Hey, Paul, is that a Stradivarius that you're playing?
You're darn right this is Stradivarius. If it isn't, I'm out $35. Thank you.
Right then, another Reno and Smiley number. We never get tired of them, and we hope you will too.
Either.
Yeah, right. You hope we will neither.
Okay.
One, two.
I hate to part this way. I've got you with the man again. This is goodbye today. Maybe you will change your mind. And if you do,
someday you'll find
that you were wrong and I was right about the time. Was torn to shreds by you. But if you piece them up again, we'll start a life anew. Maybe you will change your mind. And if you do,
someday you'll find
was right about the tide that blind. It's longer, dear, when I'm not by your side. And I have shed some bitter tears, my love, I cannot hide. Maybe you will change your mind, and if you do, someday you'll find that you were wrong and I was right about the time.
Put it on there. That's the easiest thing.
My little one's kind of shirked out.
These things actually work. This is amazing. These things actually work.
Even if I get the kickoff run.
No, you press the bar.
It'll be the first time. What are we playing next?
There. Can you see that?
Yeah.
That was as fine a job as I've ever heard you do.
Dirt phone.
Jan, did we get enough to send me to comedy school?
Paul Schlesky, nicest man you ever want to meet in your field or mine?
Cornfield.
Cornfield, Stephen, onions, maters.
Maters. You know, David Nelson, back in the 70s, had one of the first calculator watches that did all those functions.
Yeah.
Cost a ton of money back then, the 70s, and someone said, David, why'd you get this $300 watch? It does all these calculating functions. And he says, well, that's how you can divide $80 six ways and take a 10% commission.
Wait a minute. Oh. Stop the music.
Stop the music. Stop the music. Obviously, I stepped the comedy. You know, I don't know what you guys think, but I'm having a ball. This is just like I've been given a free ticket to a wax museum.
Didn't somebody want to buy that fiddle from you?
Well, yeah, I was offered $2,000 for this fiddle. Actually, the whole apartment building took up a collection. I hear crickets. I can hear the chickens molting in the field. This is great.
I hear crickets.
Cars rusting in the parking lot.
Okay, let's see. It's lots
of hens are dropping off.
I'd like to thank Banana for writing all of my comedy. Let's give him a hand.
Thank you. Okay, it's the old dirt farmer.
Okay. I'll just start singing the drum first.
B? Yeah.
Where's the money to pay off his loan? The loan that he signed to pay off his corn, to pay off his loan. Kids left him and they took all they earned. And on the next round they took all they found that wasn't nailed down. drummer how bad he does feel. He upset his tractor, got stuck in the wheel, and now his head is the shape of the tread, and he still isn't dead. Stone, and when it gets round, they roll it on down to the tax man in town. To pay off his loan, the loan that he signed to pay off his corn, to pay off his loan, to pay off his corn, to pay off his loan.
That's such a cool song. It is a cool song. Gracie Schwartz.
Is it?
Gracie Schwartz.
The guy needs some corn. All the song was written by Tracy
Schwartz. Oh, excuse me. Now, this is serious. Tracy Schwartz from the New Lost City Ramblers wrote that song. He used to really be a dirt farmer, so it's a true song, you know.
That sounds like the opener to a joke, doesn't
bring
it?
Bring the red wine over here. Let me see that bottle of red wine.
I think the guitar player's going to...
No, but I can.
My wife does.
No, but you can.
Now we're talking.
All right. We're going to do... It's an old Carter Family song.
Then are on the old five string.
On the old five here. It's going to be in the old key of A here. And it's Please Carter Don't Bury Me on the Old Lone Prairie. Carter Family.
Thank you.
below the old church sod. Her body lies in the cold, cold grave, but her spirit is gone with God. Please don't bury me on the lone prairie. Please don't bury me on the lone prairie. You can't bury me in the east. You can't bury me in the west. Please don't bury me on the lone prairie.
Please don't bury me on the lone prairie. You can't bury me in the east. You can't bury me in the west. Please don't bury me on the lone prairie.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay, now we'll do the millionaire.
It's A minor. A minor. A minor. The millionaire song. You know that song? Great song.
The $1 I gambled with a pen and I won me another. I bought me a gun and I robbed my brother. I'm bad, but I don't care, boys. I'm gonna be a millionaire. Bad, but I don't care, boys. I'm gonna be a millionaire. We sailed on a ship, we sailed all the waves. We dealt in rum and we dealt in slaves. Him in a watery grave, he's gone. I don't care, boys. Gonna be a millionaire.
He's gone, but I don't care, boys. Gonna be a millionaire.
I'm real, you wanna see me dead. I'm real, you wanna have my head. How many of you just to live your life? Wishing. Pretty little wife, I brought her misery every day of her life. She slit her wrist with a silver knife. You can't pin that on me, boy. The money belongs to me.
You can't pin that on me, boys. The money belongs to me.
I found myself in a good position to buy myself a cheap politician.
How it went, boys. Now I own the president.
How many of you wanna see me dead? How many of you wanna have my head? How many of you just to live your life? Wishing you were me, boys. Wishing you were me. when you say your prayers down on your knees, you ask the Lord to forgive you, please. If it crosses your mind, say one for me, 'cause I know where I'm going, boys. I know where I'm bound, 'cause I started out with a $1 dollar. I gambled with a man and I won me another. I bought me a gun, I robbed my brother, I'm bad, but I don't care.
Monroe mandolin instrumental. Gonna feature Tom Beckett.
Yep. It actually is, yes.
It is indeed. Mm-hmm. It's a composition of his.
Composition. And am I playing this?
Would you like to?
Sure.
There it is. It's the third song.
Certainly on my
The Lonesome Moonlight Walk.
Brings us to another day. How can I stand it?
This has got a cut. That's one of the top.
My man said.
There's another verse. You got to talk to me on the verses there. It's like.
Thief with Rob and Dick.
I know that's the end.
Bitching out of pain.
The thief with Rob and take my money. If I was. Death was pending.
Well, Banana, now it's a crusade with me to keep going until I get a single laugh. So, this Orthodox Jew walks into a bar, and he's got a 40-pound African bullfrog sitting on his head, on his black hat. And the bartender happens to be turned the other way, turns around, and he says, "My God, where'd you get that?" And the frog says, "In the Bronx, there's thousands of them." Thank you. Okay. An imbecile, a war criminal, and a terrorist walk into a bar, and the same bartender turns on and says, "Why, Mr. President, what a surprise."
Tell that one again, Paul.
I don't think it'll be any funnier than the second time.
I never get tired of that one.
And another day is in G, I hope. What?
Mac McGahey kicks, oh, good. Kicks it off.
He's booked, yeah, Mac McGahey is going to kick it off.
Not here.
Mac McGahey. Yeah.
Just make mine straight without a chaser, and let me drown my blues away. Debt was pending, I would pay. I'm helpless now, what will my fate be? As the years go by, another day. Just make mine straight without a chaser, and let me drown my blues this way. Just make mine straight without a chaser, and let me drown my blues this way. My baby's gone, I can't stand it, but to live for another day.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you.
But different. Yeah.
In this awful world of sorrow, in this wicked path of sin, never thinking of tomorrow. What I lose in the end. Oh, I can hear those doorbells ring. Where my friends and loved ones wait.
Oh, I can hear
the angels singing
just inside those pearly gates.
Savior calling,
won't you come
unto me, wash away my sins forever,
and we can have
eternally. Oh,
I can hear
those doorbells ring, where my friends and loved ones wait. Singing
just inside those pearly gates.
Now I'm safe here with my Jesus. He will guide me on my way. I'll sing his praise forever.
He'll
lead in heaven some sweet.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we just got a kick out of doing it two-part. It's just the weirdest thing. If we were on a duet gig, somebody requested it.
Okay, try it.
When I was in Arkansas... song's supposed to be a quartet, the traditional bluegrass quartet with a bass singer sings, but we were on a duet gig. There was nobody but us, too. Somebody requested it. We accepted the challenge.
You guys sounded like seven or eight people.
Almost like seven or eight people, yeah.
I want to tell you folks a little innocent joke that I told in Arkansas, and the promoter almost fired us because of this joke I told. You can't imagine that happening, can you? Okay.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine.
Here's a Sunday school, and little 6-year-old Susie is furiously drawing, and the Sunday school teacher comes up and says, "Susie, what are you drawing?" She says, "I'm drawing a picture of God." And the Sunday school teacher says, "Oh, that's silly, Susie. No one knows what God looks like." And Susie says, "They will in a minute." So in Arkansas, no, it was Missouri. You don't use the word God in anything but a religious context. And if you do, you might get fired at the festival. So I found that out.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah, that's true.
What band was
that joke? This was Lost Highway.
We'll all be God.
Almost.
Okay, so we're just gonna be somehow tonight. I feel lonesome, okay. My darling. You gonna give us a little time?
There we go.
Somehow tonight, I feel lonesome, my darling.
Okay. So you want to turn? Is that right?
No, tenor.
Oh, tenor. I'll try it. Yeah, I'll give it a try.
Thank you.
tonight I feel blue. Somehow tonight these tears of mine keep falling. Come back, sweetheart, and be true. Could cling to brighten my pathway through the years. Now all I can see is darkness in the future. That's why I long to hold you near. Somehow tonight I'll be lonesome, my darling. Somehow tonight I feel blue. Somehow.
Whippoorwill. the tree.
I can hear the mad birds calling. I know that they are calling me. I know that soon I'll have to travel. I know I'm over the hill. I feel so all alone since you've been gone. When I heard that first whippoorwill, is green, but there will never be a harbor on the hill where the whippoorwill might sing. I know that soon I'll have to travel. I know I'm over the hill. I feel so all alone since you've been gone. When I heard
thank you, folks.
We'll get it next time.
We want to say it's been a real pleasure playing for you tonight. Good partying with you. And we'll be back on another Wednesday night. Look for us on a Wednesday night.
So that's it up, way up in B there.
Way up in B.
Way up in B.
Dickens, you say.
Try to overtake me when I ride will be too fast.
That's mine. That's mine. The first one is I have tried. Okay. Yeah. The last one is please don't try.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. So I do the first two. And if you would like to attempt a tenor on this, then
okay. If I can, I'll look at Paul.
This is it.
with Three Forks River, I'm gone and free at last.
Long goes how needed, long goes my little cry. This is what you wanted, baby, so I'm gone.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Come back and see us next time.
Thank you, folks.
Thank you.